The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. This Wednesday morning is the 28th of October 2020 at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 o'clock. Very good to have you with us. Beautiful colours outside. Beautiful morning in this part of the world, at least. That is Dublin, Ireland. The text number 51551 is open for business. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Just to reiterate, Christmas isn't cancelled, but neither is Halloween. It's been recalibrated. Ask your parents what that word means. It just means we're changing things around a little bit because of the thing. So you can still dress up, you know. I mean, the tea brack that I had this morning with my coffee wasn't cancelled. It just wasn't shared with the neighbours. That's the thing. It just makes you a little more selfish, more of a solo artist, as it were. So Tony Hoolan is correct to say, don't be going around knocking on each other's doors, because that's just going to be a monumental error. And people like to hear what he has to say. 810,000 people watched Tony Hoolan on The Late Late Show on Friday night just to say, well, what's happening? Because they trust where he's going and or at least they want to know what he's thinking. And so that was a good news story to have him on to tell us what is going on in the world. And of course, then Bruce Springsteen followed on from him, and people were very happy to hear him. Do you know what Bruce Springsteen said very honestly at the end of the interview? I don't know if I didn't reflect on it yesterday, but very briefly. I said, you seem very happy, what's the crack, or something like that. And he said, that's because I'm on the drugs, my antidepressants, and they're working a treat. And I thought, what a lovely, honest answer to the question, rather than going, oh, I'm in good form, you know, the weather's good, and I'm getting on well with the missus, and life is fine. No, he said, the pills are working. Straight up, good, I'm glad for him. And it certainly informed his mood, so that's a very good thing. Now, on the Halloween thing, I just see one of these, just Alison O'Reilly's story in the Irish Daily Star this morning caught my eye, because it's a place I have that I hold very dear to my heart from my childhood, which is what we used to call the joke shop in town. That's a very vague description of it. But if you've ever been to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin City, near Stephen's Green, beside it there was always this shop with a window. And it was like something out of Bagpuss or Mr. Ben. It was one of those windows that was kind of magical inside, masks and tricks and costumes. And it's called Fun Place. Fun Place. And it was a window you'd look in and you'd be terrified and delighted at the same time looking into it. And then sometimes you'd go in and you get a bit older and you might have had £1 or 80p to spend on maybe two or three tricks. And they'd have this, if I'm not mistaken, like a glass counter type thing. In it was like a revolving shelf situation. So on each little place, you'd have six tricks. So you might have your snappy chewing gum there or your fake cigarette there. And you'd say, one of those. And that shop has always been brilliant for costumes and Halloween. But back to the story. And it says that the owner of the shop says that he will have to close the doors after Halloween as the pandemic is destroying his business. Which is terribly sad, particularly for Halloween, because the owner, whose name is Shay Howland, said that they rely on Halloween's massive business to get them through the rest of the year. However, due to level 5, etc., he will make 10% of the normal turnover. So I would hate to see this shop close, because it's provided us with such enjoyment and nonsense and fun down through the years. So I don't know if anyone's going to be floating through town. Not many people are, you see. Footfall is a serious problem. But if they're doing a click and collect service, I'm sure they're online too, Fun Place. Yeah, it might be nice to give them a dig out if you're dressing up, because you can still dress up. I mean, not necessarily on your own. That might just be a little bit peculiar. But if you've done a few heads around the place, you can still Zoom somebody and go, look, I dressed up. What you dress up as? I'm not telling you. But I dressed up. So we don't. You can't crush the spirit of an occasion. You know, you can't cancel the spirit of it. So we'll keep going in as much as we can. I enjoyed Pascal Sheehy's report on the News at One yesterday about the man who, from America, who's living now in West Cork, and he had to sell his Steinway grand piano because the gigs have dried up and he has no money. It was a lovely piece. And this man's called David Syme. He lives in Castletown Bear with his wife since 2005. And they used to have, from the report, that they'd have concerts in the home and people come and hear them play. but there's nothing there. So he has to sell this piano that he absolutely adores. And it was just a little off the beaten track report, very good report by Pascal. And I see Pascal has followed the report up by tweeting that David, the man behind the story, received several solid offers of help within hours of the report being broadcast. And some wish to keep their offers of help private, but he'll update us when I can. Thanks for all your support. So obviously people have decided they're going to try and support the arts rather than have him sell his own arts, as it were, and flog the piano, which would be really nice. So I'll keep an eye on that story. It's a lovely report. Worth listening back to on yesterday's News at One on the RT website. And another story that caught my eye. When I was a young reporter back in the 1890s, I was reporting, and one of the first reports I did was on Ireland's most Christmassy town. And I never forget it because I brought my big clunky tape machine and I went to what was billed as Ireland's most Christmassy town, which was, as it happens, Loughrea in the county of Galway. And I went there to do a report and I spoke to some local business people who probably wondered whatever happened to me. But there you are, they were all there and I was calling in and it was really nice. And then I think the tape machine broke and I had to, some very kind, I remember Orlin Nix, who works with us in Galway, and she sent out a report with some batteries or whatever it was. Anyway, got the report on the air. Thank God. But it was the most Christmassy sound. But I got a message on Instagram last night and from a lady who said, look, I know you like to stop in Loughrea occasionally for a chicken curry and Weavers. And it's true, I do. It's a nice spot, a family run. And they have Christmas lights there every year. And the reason I'm saying this, telling the story, is because I'd say probably not the only town in the country or village in the country who are going through the same problem. So every year, all the local businesses come together and they light up Loughrea and with the lights. And it costs a grand total of 12,000 euro. So it's a fair whack for the lights. But the businesses come together and suddenly, like Bedford Falls, the place lights up. But this year, the businesses don't have the money. So they're in trouble, which is a shame. So if you know somebody from Galway, or if you're from Loughrea, or maybe you now live abroad, and you think, I want to light up my town, how can I help? You can. So you can go to Facebook, shine a light for a loved one for Loughrea Lights. They're suggesting you sponsor lights for somebody that matters to you in life. It's a nice thing to do. And let's try and get them maybe towards their 12,000 euro target, and let's light up Loughrea, because every village and every town needs to be lighting up with beautiful twinkly sparkly lights this Christmas, more than ever before. And another youngster, she's TY transition year, said that they're doing a performance of Romeo and Juliet at the Sacred Heart in Clonakilty. They need a few bob too. So if you ever went to that school, or if you want to get involved, find them up online and help them, give them a dig out as they're raising some funds for their production of Romeo and Juliet. How romantic. And the Ennis Bookshop were on to say that they're doing a collect service, a postal service, a delivery service. Head to books@ennisbookshop.ie. They'll even wrap the books for you, which is one of my favourite things when a bookshop offers that service. We'll wrap it for you. Thank God. A Christmas Carol, one of the most beautiful productions I've ever seen in my life, was at the Gate Theatre last Christmas, of A Christmas Carol. I value that now more than ever because I can't do it for the foreseeable future in a meaningful way. And so it was really very gorgeous, gorgeous company, gorgeous play, gorgeous production all around. And there's a guy in New York who is learning every part of that play so he can perform it on a theatre stage, which will then be recorded for us all to have a look at. So that's one way around it. Just learn every part. His name is Jefferson Mays. He won a Tony for playing 40 characters in I Am My Own Wife. And was Tony nominated for playing 9 roles in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And now he's getting ready to play some 50 characters in A Christmas Carol. Good luck. I'd like to see that. I think I'd like to see that. In other news, the Bob Dylan song Lay Lady Lay, they've found out, courtesy of interviews that Bob Dylan did once with the American blues artist Tony Glover and letters they exchanged as friends, they found out who that song was about. And the answer is somebody he admired, obviously from afar at the time. It's the actress and chanteuse Barbra Streisand. Imagine. Didn't know that. Here we go now. Stink bombs, says Kieran. They could be bought in that shop beside the Gaiety in the 60s and 70s. Caused a lot of smelly fun at school. They were rank, weren't they? The stink bombs really lived up to their what it says in the tin. They were positively rotten. And I bought many a whoopee cushion in that shop. It was the best joke in my boyhood. The whoopee cushion, because I have nephews, the whoopee cushion has not lost any of its comic value. I can guarantee you. It still caused shrieks and hoops of laughter. Elizabeth says, I remember that joke shop so well. I actually went in many times. Yes, click and collect sounds good. I'll slip in there. Don't tell my family. They'd kill me. I'll blame you. Blame me. Throw me under the bus. If there are any left in the bus station, I use them myself quite a bit with the guys I work with. I heard about an idea called the pumpkin trail, Ryan. People put a pumpkin or a picture of a pumpkin in their window, and the kids and maybe the parents dress up and do a tour of the neighbourhood. And each time they see a pumpkin, the mum or dad give the kids a treat. It's very clever. No reason why you couldn't incorporate some tricks into that too. That's a great idea. Just need to get the pumpkin first. The pumpkins are at a premium these days. It's hard to get them. What about the sneezing powder? Bringing back memories. Yes, I loved magic tricks as a kid. As you can probably imagine, I absolutely love them. Emma, at the Seamus Ennis Art Centre in Nall in North County Dublin, they're doing a virtual Halloween lockdown flash mob at 7 o'clock on Halloween. And George McMahon, our friend and colleague in Fair City, and his wife Rachel have created the move, so you can go on there. It's free, it's family fun. It's the Seamus Ennis Art Centre, TSEAC.ie, and that could get you dancing for Halloween, which would be a nice thing to do, would it not? I know this is a bit out of character or something we probably wouldn't do all the time, but do you remember the song Pele and Rodrigo y Gabriela did? And I have a 30-second clip of it. And I was just listening to it before we came on air here because I loved it so much last week. And I want to share it with you again, just half a minute, because to me, this is like getting a shot of sunshine in the arm. If you need a shot of sunshine in the arm, stop what you're doing, get ready. And this is it. This is Pele, that's the footballer, and the two great artists together. It's about half a minute, but it just brings you to the sunshine. Let's all pretend the sun is shining. We might be even considering a cocktail, and the vibe is good.
O bode da Índia custa 7 mil reais. Me dá o dinheiro e eu mando comprar. A galinha africana custa 4 mil reais. Fica tranquilo que ela não deixa falhar.
Acredita no velho, pode falar desse fim. E o velho tem força, faz seu time ganhar. O dinheiro é pro santo, pode pagar desse fim. E o velho não cobra pra trabalhar.
That's just a beautiful. I'm gonna have to play the full thing at some stage. If not, just download it myself and play it in my car driving home someday. Meanwhile, Fake Doggy Doo was always a winner, no question about it. And another person said that in our estate, everyone is coming outside to the garden with sparklers lighting and with no door to door. That's a great idea. So people just find, this is brilliant. And people finding their way around the problem. And I think it's a really nice thing to do. So good on them. Imelda was on to say, I thought this was a great idea. You let your kids dress up for Halloween in your own home, and yourself or your husband, your partner, whoever, goes into each room in the house, and you let the kids knock at each door. That's so sad. And you get the trick or treat, and then you can dress up as well. It's like, it's the worst Halloween ever, isn't it? But look, I like what you're thinking, and it's nice. And between the sparklers out in the front garden and then knocking at the bathroom door going, hey, oh, it's you, who knew? Like, whatever, whatever you need to do, just do it. Have some fun, for God's sake. It's 17 minutes past 9. We'll start this morning with Timberlake.
I got this feeling.
Yeah, I was in the mood for that. That was real nice. Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling at 21 minutes past 9. It's Wednesday morning. Speaking of Christmas lights, there's a text. I'm a COVID bride. I want to watch how you say that. It's a good news story, I hope. I'm getting married early in December, and bit by bit we've peeled back our wedding to the barest basics. Just me and him and our two witnesses. His family are based in the UK and can't come over now. I know it's a small thing in the greater context of what's happening, but I haven't been downcast by any of the changes, and hopefully we'll have a party sometime next year or the following one. But the one thing I was really hoping forward to was some wedding snaps with the lights on in Grafton Street. Will they still be put up? I'm sure they will. We'll find out for you and we'll know soon. I could see no reason why they wouldn't be. And then Niamh was on to say that the wonderful volunteers in Uachtaráid have put the lights up early to make sure it will be done before lockdown. Clever. The town will be hopefully, or will be beautifully lit up for Christmas to raise our spirits. They've put in LED bulbs and need to raise €5,000 to cover the cost. So if you're from there, find out where you can and offer maybe a few quid to help get the lights over the line. Dave and Swords reminiscing about the joke shop in Dame Street opposite the Olympia Theatre called Ging's. Long gone. Used to spend hours there when I was around 9 or 10. That's exactly it. Magical is the right word for it. A beautiful time. If you're buying a candle this month or next month, well worth considering the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation candle. I lit mine last night, and when it comes out of the box, underneath there's a little space where they have put in a little trinket for children, which is pretty sweet. About 25 quid, I think, or thereabouts. And it's designed by Paul Costello, and therefore it has a nice class to it. So the Jack and Jill candle is now available to buy. And just if you want to do something nice and you think it's, you can treat yourself, you don't have to give it away or anything like that. There's lovely variety of scents and so on. That could be a nice thing to do. And Niler9 tweeting that the music industry stimulus package has been increased from €1 million to €1.7 million due to exceptional number of applicants. I'm glad to see that. And I heard the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, there on the news because my heart sank a little bit hearing about the domestic violence concerns. It's still here, as the campaign has been telling us since April, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, as a well-reported increase in domestic violence incidents occurred. It's heartbreaking to think that people would do this to another person. But unfortunately, there'll always be people like that with us. But look, we can only try and get them to think about the cruelty of what they're doing and maybe try and help the people to whom they're perpetrating these horrible things. So just a reminder for people that Women's Aid, the helpline is there, the Rape Crisis Centre helpline is there, the Male Domestic Abuse Advice Line is there, Men's Aid Ireland is there too. So there's just, there's so many places to go. The key for you is to make that decision to go. So mind yourselves, and with any luck, you'll pick up the phone and know that there's somebody there who wants to hear from you and who's only too willing to listen to you. It's 9:25. We'll be back with more after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
At 5 to 10, I think we've time for a lovely piece of music.
I love you more.
God, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Thanks for the plug, Ryan from Shea. This is our friend from the Fun Palace, the joke shop in town. Good stuff. Tough times. Don't know if we're going to survive, but we're going to keep going until Saturday at 6 p.m. Halloween night. So I hope your listeners don't give up on Halloween and have some fun, safe fun indeed. And we all need more of it in our lives, says Shay Howland. Okay, so don't forget, if you happen to be passing by, or if you can click and collect and buy, do keep them all going and keep the dream alive. And the good news is that the lights will be shining on Grafton Street this year. So that's good. One piece of good news on which we end the show with. Okay, stay tuned to Philip Boucher-Hayes, I think, is on this morning. So, yeah, stay tuned to Philip. Good stuff. And thank you for listening to us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Have a great day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.